why don't you tell, why don't you, I was just describing to the people what my interpretation of a latchkey child is, which is a kid probably 10, 11, 12, 13 in that neighborhood, a little too old to have to go to the daycare center after the day's school is over, who's a kid whose parents are both working, and who's given the rather adult responsibility of getting home by his or herself, and then sort of, I guess, taking over for the rest of the day until the parents come home. Would that be accurate?
Well, that is an accurate description. There's between 5 and 12 million of those that we've termed latchkey children in the country nowadays, but with more two-income families.
That's a very large range, between 5 and 12 million. Can you pin it down a little closer? Is it closer to 12 or closer to 5?
Well, I work with the statistics that are given to us by the crime bureaus.
Right.
I could take a stab at it, but that would just be a guesstimate.
My guess would be it would be closer to 12.
Well, then I'm with you, Joel.
Okay.
And I'm also told that the age group is between 5 and 13.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's too young.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you on that point. But some of those children, even with the double-income family, or some of them with the younger age, would be single parents that can't afford proper daycare. So the children, that would be the younger age of the spectrum. But in either case, these children, I agree with you again, that they're given quite an adult responsibility of taking care of themselves for many hours at a time.
Now, Don, when you talk about security for these kids, and I know Westech is about securing the actual physical premises, but can we start by talking about security from the time they leave their school, especially if we're talking about kids as young as 5 and 6, which really, that really makes me very nervous, and I don't even like to think that people are allowing their 5 and 6-year-old and 7-year-old children to come home from school all on their own and everything else. But let's presume now we are talking about latchkey kids, whatever ages they are. I would suspect the security problems or the security routine would have to begin from the moment they leave the school area.
Well, that's true, but security should be taken into consideration all day long. Even the teachers in the school are bringing children up to date on what they should be doing, as far as even the key themselves that we refer to in the latchkey. If you are a latchkey child, you should take very secure precautions about hiding that key, pinning it on the inside of your pocket, wearing it around a chain. If you wear it on a chain around your neck, keep it inside your shirt, because obviously the fewer people that know that one is a latchkey child, the safer situation it is. Right, that it should start, even getting them to the home, is security precautions have to be taken in that respect. And going, having one route to take is good. Knowing the people that you're going to call when you get home, you have to call a neighbor or your parents if they're available at their place of work to let them know that you've arrived safely. And if there's going to be any change of plans, if you're going to be even 5 or 10 minutes late, you should get in touch with the responsible adult to let them know why you're going to be late, authorize it with them, and let them know approximately your new arrival time.
Gee, you know, all of these things are quite obviously important, and what makes me nervous again, Don, this whole thing makes me very nervous for those kids, because again, what you're asking of them, and these are things they must do, right? I mean, nothing wrong with what you're saying, these are the right things, but I'd be just scared to death to have my little child, 9, 10, 11 years old, you be sure when you come home to call the neighbor, and, you know, all these things, situations arise. In your experience, do you find that the children, once they're given these instructions by the knowledgeable parent, do they follow these instructions? Can we trust them to follow the instructions?
Well, just as anything else, Joel, the way that it's presented to them is very important. And if you present it in such a way that you're scaring the child, that's not going to be very good. It should be presented in a positive light, that they're taking positive steps to ensure that these bad things do not happen to them.
I see.
So the more prepared one is, whether it's a latchkey child or a homeowner, the more prepared you are, the less your chance of becoming a victim of any kind.
Now, what can the parents do, Don, to help make their home more secure for the children when they get home, and what can they do to advise the kids, perhaps some signs of danger?
Well, that's a good question. One obvious sign of danger would be if the child arrives at home and any door or window is ajar, or obviously a broken window would be a very good indicator that you should not even enter the home. At that time, if you would see any signs of forced entry at all, there's obviously a possibility that the person that forced their way into the home could still be there. And so the child should have an alternate plan, and whether it's to go to the parents of a nearby friend or the closest immediate neighbor that you've set up for this purpose, the child shouldn't even attempt to go in the house. That is the most important.
Okay. Okay. What about burglar alarms and things like that? If you've got a burglar alarm in your house, the child, I guess, would have to be instructed in how to use that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and the better manufacturers of burglar alarms have indicators on the outside so the child can see if there's been an intrusion since the time the child left for school. And they're very easy to use. Various manufacturers, Westech included, make them just for that reason, because we have such a wide, even though it's a wide range, Joel, again, to your point, between 5 and 12 million, even if it's 5 million at the low end of that scale, that's quite a number of kids that we're talking about, and so the systems in their parents' home have to be easy to use.
I got you. Now, just we got to finish this up, Don. All the traditional things about don't talk to strangers, don't open your doors, those are all still valid and critical, aren't they?
They are still, and we shouldn't take them for granted. We should present them again positively, but also continually to the children, so they know how to use 911 and they don't talk to strangers. And another important thing is that if you have someone picking up your child and they're authorized by you, have a family code word so that your child knows that this person has indeed been authorized by his parents to pick him up, and that it's not someone posing as a friend of the parents.
Very good point. A family code word. Well, thank you, Don. We'll leave it at that, because that's a vital piece of information, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you had time to join us here today. Don Moore with Westech Security, talking about the precautions that you and your kids, your latchkey kids, have got to take to stay secure. Thanks so much, Don, for joining us.
Thank you, Joel.
Bye-bye.